Did you know it's National Sewing Month? Shelley Fraser Mickle does, and it's a stitch.
This is National Sewing Month, and boy, is that something I believe in. Maybe I feel strongly about sewing because of my Girl Scout leader, Mrs. Osgood, who firmly believed that every human on earth should know how to sew, and especially those of the male gender. I think her belief might have stemmed from the fact that her husband, Mr. Osgood, was forever popping buttons off his shirt, and she was forever having to sew them on. Anyway, in 1954, Mrs. Osgood was our Girl Scout leader in my little cotton town of 1,000 people, and Mr. Osgood was the leader of the Boy Scouts, and that was the year they got into a public tiff. Mrs. Osgood said that the boys were always crossing the hall from their scout meetings into our room in the basement of the Methodist Church, where our scout troops met each week because, and this really is the truth, those boys were fascinated with our sewing. We girls started out with big loops of yarn on giant needles and used cardboard to learn how to make our first stitches. We graduated to doing embroidery and fashioning doll clothes. And before long, an old pedal-powered sewing machine was brought into the room, and off we went into making skirts and blouses. Meanwhile, the boys stood around looking dumb and fascinated, especially with that pedal-powered sewing machine. It had everything anyone could want: gears, bobbins, a needle of impending danger, and a whir that was close to music. But Mr. Osgood said that if the boys learned how to sew, they'd be called sissies, and he was right. In the 1950s, the greatest danger to a boy was that he'd be called the S-word. Then there was that day when Mr. and Mrs. Osgood got into their tiff on the sidewalk outside of Woolworth's. He said she was reading a sewing desire into his boys that wasn't there. She said, "Then why did the boys sneak into her room and drool over her sewing machine?" Eventually, Mr. and Mrs. Osgood disappeared into Woolworth's, where apparently they came to an agreement. Over the next month, Mrs. Osgood taught Mr. Osgood how to sew leather wallets, and he in turn taught his Boy Scouts. But the really clever move was when Mrs. Osgood added a finishing touch, for she had designed all those wallets to be fastened with a button.
Shelley Fraser Mickle's latest book is a collection of her public radio commentaries titled "The Kids Are Gone, The Dog's Depressed, and Mom's on the Loose."